The word kinsman, we don't hear that quite often, you know. But if we look in the Webster dictionary, it says kinsman mean relative, family relationship. Question: what has kinsman to do with the way to the promised land? Please stay tuned. Let's open our Bible scriptures to the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1 to 9. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 9. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless." What does blameless mean? Holy, without sin. "And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly." Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I'll make you exceedingly fruitful, and I'll make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in the generation, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations." If we continue to read, you remember what happened to Abraham and Sarah. They were initially impatient, not enough faith. And then you know the story of Ishmael. And then if we go to verse 19, then God said, "No, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." Question: what is a covenant? Agreement. Very good. According to Webster Dictionary, covenant means an agreement between parties or between persons. But in this story of Abraham, theologically, it's an agreement between God and Abraham. Or in other words, God's promises to Abraham and his descendants as revealed in the scriptures. Now, in the Jewish community in those days, if you are not a Jew, what did you think you are? They call you a Gentile. You are an unbeliever. Okay, if you are not a Jew in those days, you feel lower than the Jews, right? Because the Jews felt higher. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, "That at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world." Many of you here, most of you, are not descendants of Abraham physically. Therefore, we have no part in the covenant of promise. The Jews call non-Jews Gentiles, I mentioned earlier. The Gentiles have no hope because they were without God. But wait for the next text, Galatians 3:29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Here comes the kinsman relationship. Oh, isn't it good? If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. In other words, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, then you are Abraham's seed. And now you are part of the everlasting covenant. Praise the Lord. Galatians 3, verse 6. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And in the following verse 14, see, it says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the ties of kinsmen, the ties or kinsmen relationship with Father Abraham is significant. It's not only significant, it is very significant. Don't you think so? It's important and does many things. What a good God do we have, right? Praise God. In Romans 4:16 it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law. Those who are of the law are physically Jews. But also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Promises. The covenant will give Abraham some promises. What are the promises? Let's look to Exodus 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, listen to this, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Praise the Lord. What does the text say? What does God say? If you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you, I, we all will be a special treasure to him above all people. What other things are included? Let's open Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that I may be well with you. What's the meaning, well, to be well with you? Here in Hawaii, they speak about aloha, right? So I changed the word a little bit. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well, may be aloha with you, will be shalom. Well could be healthy, prosperous, happy, joyful, and many other good things. That's the meaning of well. But God is saying that if we are obeying him, we will be a special treasure in him, to him, above all the people on this earth. He will be our God, and we are his people. And it will be all well with us. What a promise. A very significant and impressive covenant. Have you ever got that covenant? Did you ever get that from your earthly father? When I finished high school, my father said, "John, you are on your own. You have other 8 brothers and sisters. You are on your own." You know, but still, I honor my father. The 5th commandment: honor your father, mother. It doesn't say honor your good father or your godly father. Honor your father. Young people, honor your father. You will be blessed. It is a promise. Hebrews 6:13. For God made a promise to Abraham because he could swear by no one greater. He swore by himself. Abraham is set forth as an example of one which by patient endurance obtained the promise. Remember the trademark of the people, the remnant people, Revelation 14:12. Here is the what? The patient of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. So the character of patience is very, very significant and important. Abraham obtained the promise that is in the birth of Isaac. This son of promise was an earnest of the multitude of descendants through whom, in particularly through the seed, Christ, a blessing was to come to all nations. Jesus Christ was also born physically, worldly speaking, from the seed of Abraham. God fulfilled his promise. Genesis 17, verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and your descendants, after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. In Psalm 105, verse 9 and 10, it says, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Perpetual covenant. Everlasting means here forever and ever. And yeah, and your descendants after you mean you and I, all of us, because we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord by faith. Amen. What are the conditions of the covenant? What are the conditions of the covenant? Ezekiel 11, verse 19 and 20. What are the conditions of the covenant? There are conditions. Then I will give them one heart, and I'll put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Only those who have a heart renewed by divine grace can keep the law of God. You cannot keep the law of God by your own strength or by your own power. Because you and I have a carnal mind, which is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You can read it in Romans 8, verse 7. The promise of enabling power to the indwelling spirit was an essential feature of God's everlasting covenant with man. Very important, very essential for God's everlasting covenant. I will be their God. God planned the glorious experience here described after the return from Babylonian captivity. Because the returning exiles failed to fulfill the new covenant condition upon which The spiritual prosperity was based. The promise was never fulfilled. In other words, when they came back from Babylon, from exile, the covenant was broken and never fulfilled. Therefore, God's promises are conditional. Every promise God made has condition. However, that which God could not accomplish through the literal seed of Abraham, physical seed of Abraham, he will accomplish to the spiritual seed, the Gentiles who accept Jesus Christ, you and I, all of us, as the Savior, are considered the son and daughters of Abraham, and therefore are part of the everlasting covenant. You and I are the spiritual Israel. Amen. I mentioned before, some time ago, that there is a fellow countryman who is in Israel now and tried to convince the government there that we Batak people, this tribe in Indonesia, are part of the lost tribe of Israel based on our culture. Okay, he was not successful. I tried to find that man and want to share this good news. I don't need that. You know, you and I are the sons and daughters of Abraham, and therefore we are part of the blessing of the everlasting covenant. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Dear brothers and sisters, fellow believers in Christ, ladies and gentlemen, if God dwells in our heart, we obey him, and he shall be our God, and we are his people. This is the condition of the covenant. Sign of the covenant, of the everlasting covenant. Let's look at Ezekiel 2, verse 19 to 20. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgment, and do them. Hallow my Sabbath, and there will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Exodus 31:16. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation as a perpetual covenant, as a everlasting covenant, as a covenant forever and ever. Revelation 11:19. Then the temple of God opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightning, noises, thundering, an earthquake, and great hail. Sabbath, as a sign of the perpetual everlasting covenant, will be also kept and celebrated in heaven. Remember that the Sabbath, we will continue to keep, celebrate, and worship God in heaven on the Sabbath. Isaiah 66:22-23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I'll make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Now listen to the next statement. Keeping the Sabbath will not save you. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, keeping the Sabbath will not save you. The Sabbath is a sign that you are willing to weigh him and to learn to depend on him. I keep the Sabbath, a sign that I am willing to obey him and to learn to depend on him. Now, let's look at another example here. When the people of Israel left Egypt to go to the promised land, God told them to place the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. And when the angel passes over and saw the blood, he will pass over and their firstborn will not die. We read this in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Now, the blood shall be a sign for you, God said to the people of Israel at the time of Exodus. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. The blood of the lamb did not save. But if they do not apply it on their doorpost, their firstborn will be killed. It's a sign only. You know, oh yeah, it's a sign only, you know. I will not put the blood on the doorpost. Then your firstborn will die. So also with the Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not keep the Sabbath, we will not be part of the covenant and we will not enter the promised land. Question: is the Sabbath important? Yes, Lo said. Is Sunday the true Sabbath? No, don't be afraid. The Bible says, even in the promised land in heaven, we will keep the Sabbath. Will Sunday keepers be in heaven? You answer that yourself based on what I read here. So, dear ladies and gentlemen, our visitors who are not members of this church, if you want to know more about the truth, contact our elder Brian Lum or Josh Roof there in the back, or myself. You come here. It is a blessing. You know this truth, and the truth will make you what? Free, John 8:32. Hebrews 13:20-21. There's no doubt, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, that the Sabbath is very important. Otherwise, okay, there are many ways to Rome, but there's only one way to the holy city, which is the promised land. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now, may be the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. What Paul says here in Hebrew is keeping God's commandments is only a sign that we are willing to obey him. If he can make a day holy, he can make a person holy also. Only God can make the changes in your life, in my life, in our life. Only God can make those changes. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Ezekiel 20:20. Hallow my Sabbath, and there will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Most of us here are not the seed of Abraham physically. But because we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith, we are kin to Abraham. I use the word kin here. We are related. We are a family of Abraham. Abraham is our father. When Jesus comes and we are in the heavenly kingdom, beside Jesus and God and my loved ones, parents, grandparents, I will meet my father Abraham. Amen. We are of the seed of Abraham and therefore have a part in the everlasting covenant. God said, I will be your God and you will be my people. You will be a special treasure of me above all people, and you will be aloha. You be well. We are Seventh-day Adventists, which means that we are keeping the seventh-day Sabbath and are waiting for Jesus' second coming, which will be soon, very, very soon. Amen. As we see what happened around us in the world of today, what is written in Matthew 24, signs are coming closer and closer, more frequently. What, let us question to ourselves, what do we have to do personally as well as a congregation? There are many roads going to Rome, but there's only one way going to the promised land, the heavenly kingdom, the holy city. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are accepted as the seed of Abraham, and therefore you are part of the everlasting covenant. If you obey my voice, I will be your God, and you will be my people. You will be a special treasure to me above all the people on this earth. If you walk in my ways, it will be well with you. What a promise. What a covenant. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. At the second coming of Jesus, there will be only two groups of people. The first group are those who are ready to wait for his coming, who are keeping his commandments and have the faith of Jesus, whose names are listed in the book of life, and are wearing the garments of Christ's righteousness, as we studied in the Sabbath school this morning. And all those people are alive and will go with Jesus to the promised land. There's only one way, brothers, sisters. The second group are those who are not ready to wait for Jesus' coming and whose names are not written in the book of life. Those who do not obey him and do not keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And all these people are dead, and they will be left behind. You remember that book written, Left Behind? Those people are left behind. To which group do you belong? To which group do you want to belong? Those of you who would like to belong to the first group, who are ready to wait for him, who are the seed of Abraham and therefore are part of the everlasting covenant, please stand with me. For those of you who choose to be belonging to the first group, who accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, who are the seed of Abraham and therefore part of the everlasting covenant, and waiting for Jesus to come, please stand with me. God bless you. God bless you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are standing in front of you, signifying that we accept you, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior by faith. And therefore, are the seed of Abraham. And therefore, are part of the everlasting covenant. And therefore, we promise that we will keep your Sabbath holy. We are waiting for you, Father, which is very, very soon. No matter what happened around us in this world, help us to be strong and faithful, because we know who is coming. Bless everyone, Father, who makes stand here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Closing song, 422, marching.